Mahama has performed the groundbreaking ceremony for work to start on the Kaswa interchange. The project, which will cost $160 million, is scheduled for completion in October this year. It will help ease the worsening traffic in and around Kaswa and parts of the central region. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
Kaswa is a developing town with a growing population of about 100,000. The emerging businesses around Kaswa has made the town a popular chronic traffic area. The construction of the 270-kilometer interchange with three flyovers and footbridges along the Kaswa-Winneba Road will improve movement of commuters. The project is coming with components like modern bus terminals, schools, drainage works, borehole projects, and a new polyclinic. This is President Mahama's vision for the people of Kaswa and indeed Ghanaians as far as development is concerned.
This is a transformational project and is contributing to our vision of changing lives and transforming Ghana. The Kaswa Interchange Project reflects our desire as a government to impact the lives of our people positively with the projects that we execute.
President Mahama announced other projects for the people of the central region.
We are going to drill boreholes in 10 communities and provide them with clean drinking water. That is not all. The local roads in the Kaswa area are going to be worked on. And so the road from Newtown to Kakraba is going to be worked on. The road from Newtown to Galilea is going to be worked on. The road from CP to Walantu is going to be worked on. Then the roads in Crispall City are going to be worked on, and the Columbo Road is also going to be worked on. In addition, a 33-kilometer road linking Kaswa straight to Amasamai is going to be constructed.
The Kaswa interchange, though, has come as joy to persons in and around the town. It has attracted some criticism, especially the cost of the project. President Mahama asked the political commentators to critically examine the value of the project and scope of work.
There are many things that influence the cost of a project. And so if you build a regional hospital in one place, it doesn't mean that the cost will be the same as a regional hospital in another place. If you want to know the cost of an item, you have to examine the item and examine the components that go into making the item. You cannot just stand at a distance and look at two items and determine that the cost of the item must be this just because of looking at it at a distance. And so when you have a new breed of political quantity surveyors who can just stand and look at something and say, oh, it's too expensive, then you have a problem. President Kufuor said something, I've never forgotten that. He said there are some people who know the cost of everything but do not know the value of anything.